This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Three-year-long research project called At Home, Chez Soi, which was designed to study the effectiveness of a housing-first approach for homeless Canadians, is coming to an end this month. Interim results have been positive for participants, service providers, and taxpayers. Participants in the study, people who were formerly homeless but came to be housed for the duration of the At Home Chez Soi project, were interviewed about their experiences after the first year of the initiative. Some of the themes that emerged from the research showed that participants were less preoccupied with safety and survival concerns, were less dominated or disrupted by illness and or addictions, used their time in more purposeful and future-oriented activities, experienced more control over their interactions with others once they had their own place, and experienced generally positive changes in significant relationships with others. The At Home Chez Soi project operated in 5 Canadian cities: Moncton, Montreal, Toronto, Winnipeg, and Vancouver. Trevor is a participant in At Home Chez Soi project from Vancouver, and he joins us on the phone today.
Welcome to People First Radio, Trevor.
Hi, thank you.
What kind of home are you, Trevor, living in at the moment? Give us a sense of the surroundings that you live in now.
Well, I live in a bachelor suite, in market housing. It's in a really nice part of Vancouver, the Mount Pleasant neighborhood. There's a big giant park, like a stone's throw from my suite, and yeah, it's nice and it's quiet. I don't, the first and last things I don't hear in the day aren't sirens anymore.
Where were you living prior to your participation in At Home Chez Soi?
I was living in a lookout shelter in downtown Vancouver.
What happened in your life that brought you into that situation?
That's sort of a tough question. I mean, basically, just generally poor life choices brought on by mental illness and addiction.
How long were you in a state of homelessness?
Probably for 3 or 4 months. I mean, I've been homeless off and on over the years. This time, it was about 3 months.
Trevor, how did you become involved in At Home Chez Soi? Did you hear about the project, or were you informed about it? Did somebody approach you and describe what was happening?
I observed people doing these interviews at the shelter I was staying at, and I inquired about it, and it turned out I met the requirements to take part in the study.
So what happened along the way? Did you meet with, let's say, a support worker? Did you get shown to a room kind of immediately? What was the process of your coming back into a situation of being housed again?
Well, I mean, you take part in the initial study, and when they're finished, they press a button on the computer, and a certain percentage of people qualify for housing subsidy, and I was one of the very lucky ones.
So what was it like then, living in your particular housing during the duration of this project? What were some of the things that happened while you were being housed under At Home Chez Soi?
I certainly relearned the value of having a roof over my head. I learned to prioritize things in my life, behaviors that you're just not able to do if you're homeless and living in a shelter.
How have you changed as a person, Trevor, during the time that you've been able to maintain housing?
I think I'm more honest of a person today. At least I try to be. I have hope today, right? I didn't have. It's hard to have hope when you're homeless.
You're a member of the Speaker's Bureau now.
Yeah.
When you go out and give talks, what kinds of questions do you hear most often from people? I am assuming you take questions at the end of your presentation.
Yeah, just some questions similar to what you've been asking me already. They just want to know what sort of positive changes I've had in my life, and you know, they want to know, has there been any negatives, that sort of thing.
One of the things that I read when I was looking at some of the results of the studies that have been done, you know, the questions that are asked the participants and housing, that kind of thing, are that people within the at-home Chez Soi environments were less occupied or preoccupied with safety and survival concerns, and also less dominated or disrupted by illness or addictions. What was your experience of all of that?
Well, I mean, I certainly, like I mentioned before, some of the poor life choices I was making when I was homeless, there's certain behaviors I don't act out in anymore. People don't have to worry about me being out there, committing crimes, right? If I have a roof over my head, I don't need to be behaving badly.
One of the other things that was reported quite frequently from participants like yourself perhaps and others was that the use of time, the time that you did have or do have, became more purposeful and oriented toward the future. Did you experience that?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm currently now looking for employment myself, and I want to be able to give back some, so...
What do you have a sense of what those steps might look like at this point in time?
Well, in what respect? What do you mean?
Have you applied to go, let's say, to an educational environment or something like that? Or
yeah, I have an appointment tomorrow actually with an employment counselor at one of the mental health teams here in the city. They're going to help me get started and, you know, get a resume together and see help me see what sort of employment options might be available to me out there.
Now, something else that was reported in research that was done with people that were participating in the at-home Chez Soi environments was that there were some changes in significant relationships. So people ended up reconnecting with family members and that type of thing. Was some of that part of your experience as well?
I can give you the opposite of that. Is I've severed some relationships, some less than healthy relationships I've had in my life. I've been able to sever now that I have my own. I have my own space, right? I hope to be able to reconnect with my family sometime soon, but it's not something I've done yet. Mm. I'm not quite where I want to be.
Yeah. Now I'm reading directly from one of the reports that I found online. One person talked about how he had just recently felt comfortable enough to walk around on the sidewalks rather than in the back alleys as he used to. Mm. Another had recently become comfortable walking outside the 5-block radius where he used to live.
Yeah.
Like a turtle in his shell, he says.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, what was your experience and how did you begin to kind of explore your world again?
I can walk down the street with my head held high today. I don't have to look over my shoulder. It's really hard to put into words, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Trevor, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'm not exactly completely where I want to be in my life, but I certainly wouldn't be anywhere near where I'm at now if I didn't have housing and the supports that I received along with the project.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to join us, and maybe we can speak with you again down the road a ways.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be open to that for sure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Trevor is a participant in At Home Chez Soi from Vancouver. You can find out more about the project at mentalhealthcommission.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.